KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a thunderstorm, and it's 60 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this morning, a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Radar shows a line of scattered showers and thunderstorms stretching from around Dallas City to the southeast into central Cass County. There's also some cells over by Oakland and down by the Hancock area and south of Trainer, stretching back into the Council Bluffs, Omaha metro area. And those are moving off to the east-southeast this morning. In the news, the Atlantic Police Department Friday said that there have been reports made of local individuals receiving a call indicating that their mother is in the Cass County Jail. It's reported the call comes in a form similar to a collect call or reverse charges. The person on the phone will then ask you for a credit card number, and when you hang up the phone, it's reported you'll receive a text message saying that your credit card has been charged X amount of minutes by the Cass County Jail for the phone call. It's also being reported that the number appears on the caller ID as a local Atlantic number. Residents are warned that this is a scam and not to give out your credit card information. If you have any questions or whether or not you have a relative in the Cass County Jail, you can call them directly at 712-243-6960. Fremont County deputies and the Tabor Police Department are looking for the identification of a male wanted in connection with a possible attempted child abduction in Tabor. At around 7:40 p.m. Friday, deputies were contacted by several juveniles about a suspicious white male that had approached them near the Tabor Library. Witnesses advised the male approached one of the juveniles and advised that he knew the father and was supposed to drive the juvenile home. The juveniles fled the area and contacted law enforcement. Deputies are looking for a white Ford pickup with dually wheels on the back and a faded logo with the letters CBS on the driver's door. The vehicle is also missing the front bumper. The man is described as being heavy set in his 40s or 50s with a beard and a short cropped brown or gray hair. Now you can see his picture and pictures of the truck in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The vehicle was also seen in the area of both the parks in Tabor and Sydney. Anyone with information about the subject or the vehicle should contact the Fremont County Sheriff's Office at 712-374-2424. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports three men have been arrested in connection with vehicle burglaries and gun trafficking charges in Sydney. Authorities say that on May the 10th, the Sheriff's Office took several reports of items stolen from unlocked vehicles in Sydney. One of the items was reportedly a firearm. Through an investigation, deputies requested warrants on three males, 22-year-old Zachary Clark and 22-year-old Tristan Braunschweig, both of Sydney. Then they were arrested in Stanton County, Nebraska on May 17th. 33-year-old Michael Harris of Council Bluffs was arrested May 29th in Council Bluffs. Clark and Braunschweig were charged with theft in the third degree, burglary in the third, and trafficking in stolen firearms. Harris was charged with trafficking in stolen firearms. Clark was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $9,000 bond. Harris's bond was set at $5,000. And Braunschweig was still being held in Nebraska on separate charges. Deputies of the Fremont County K-9 unit conducted a traffic stop at around 1 a.m. today on a white 2008 Chevy Impala. The vehicle was pulled over near the intersection of 250th Street and Highway 275 for traveling 105 miles per hour in a 55 zone. The driver, 28-year-old Adam Timmerman of Hamburg, was arrested for speeding and operating while intoxicated, second offense. Elsewhere in the news, city and road crews worked Friday to reopen an Interstate 29 exit in a downtown Sioux City that's been closed by Missouri River flooding. Mark Aesop is the fire marshal in Sioux City. He said that they plugged a couple of more drains. They started to remove some of the water, and the area is still closed to traffic, but there's been significant progress over the past few hours at that point in time. The National Weather Service has slightly lowered its predicted crest for the Missouri River this weekend in Sioux City. And Aesop says that's a good thing. The reduced crest prediction comes despite the increased release of water into the river from the Gavin's Point Dam in Yankton. Well, 10 members of the Sioux City Urban Search and Rescue Team were deployed to Southwest Iowa early Friday morning. The crew took its rescue equipment and an amphibious vehicle. Captain Ryan Collins of the Sioux City Fire Rescue said the team will help FEMA make damage assessments in the Sydney area. It's not a rescue operation, he said. The unit was activated by Iowa Homeland Security. The National Weather Service warns that flooding will continue in southwest Iowa along the Missouri River for several more weeks. Governor Kim Reynolds issued a disaster proclamation Friday for seven counties in response to severe weather beginning May 17th and continuing. The governor's proclamation allows state resources to be utilized to respond to and recover from the effects of the severe weather, and it activates the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program for qualifying residents, along with the Disaster Case Management Program for Pottawatomie, Appanoose, Cedar, Davis, Johnson, Lucas, and Monroe counties. The Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program provides grants of up to $5,000 for households with incomes of up to 200% of the federal poverty level, or maximum annual income of $41,560 for a family of three. Disaster Case Management is a program to address serious needs to overcome a disaster-related hardship, injury, or adverse condition. Case managers work with clients to create a disaster recovery plan and provide guidance, advice, and referral to obtain a service or resource. There are no income eligibility requirements for that program. More information on both programs can be found in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN. Doyle Eugene Gilland, Jr., age 61, of Shelby, died Tuesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A massive Christian burial for Doyle Gilland, Jr. will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Julie K. Brock, age 63, of Harlan, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Julie Brock will be held today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Merlin Schramm, age 86, of Atlantic, died May 25th. A celebration of life memorial service for Merlin Schramm will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. David Christensen, age 63, of Anita, died Wednesday at the VA Medical Center in Anita, or rather the VA Medical Center in Omaha. Graveside services for David Christensen will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita, with military honors by the American Legion Post number 210. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has the arrangements. Janet Salem, age 79, of Atlantic, died May 19th at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. A celebration of life memorial service for Janet Salem will be today at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. LaVon Littlefield, age 89, of Exira, died Wednesday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for LaVon Littlefield will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Genevieve Schuring, age 95, of Harlan and formerly of Defiance, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Genevieve Schuring will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bernice Moss, age 92, of Macedonia, died Wednesday at the Risen Sun Christian Village in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Bernice Moss will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Trainer. Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson has arrangements. Carla Pauly, age 86, of Council Bluffs, died Wednesday at Bethany Lutheran Home in Council Bluffs. A memorial mass for Carla Pauly will be Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Carol Miller, age 81, of Greenfield, died Thursday at Creston Specialty Care. A massive Christian burial for Carol Miller will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. John's Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Willard Dittmer, age 94, of Shelby, died Thursday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Willard Dittmer will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Dennis Denny Studelberg, age 69, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday in South Dakota. Graveside services for Denny Studelberg will be June 8th at 11 a.m. in New Holland, South Dakota. A celebration of Denny's life will be held at June 29th at 4 p.m. in Atlantic at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Milford Mel Hagen, age 94, of Atlantic, died May 25th at Cass County Hospital. Private funeral services are planned for Mel Hagen. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. The National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement. They say up to nickel-sized hail in portions of Cass and southern Adair counties are possible. At 7:10 a.m., Doppler radar was tracking a strong thunderstorm 12 miles southeast of Atlantic, moving east at 35 miles per hour. And again, nickel-sized hail is possible with that storm. Locations impacted include Green Valley Lake, Fontenelle, Orient, Messina, Cumberland, Bridgewater, Nottoway Park, and Green Valley Lake State Park. Here in Atlantic this morning, we've received some heavier rain and lots of lightning that probably woke you up if you were still asleep. That's currently a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.